Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think that I made some people angry at me on TikTok.
Oh, what happened?
Which is kind of like a daily journey. Like, everyone's pissed off over there. I don't know why.
Why?
What TikTok is so for fun. You? Yeah, mine is like dogs and...
Oh, yeah. It's just that if you have an opinion, people don't like it.
TikTok is a place for opinions. I don't feel like TikTok. TikTok is like a weird dance thing.
That's how it started.
Where have you been, man?
Yeah.
I don't ever go on it, like, but when I do, my algorithm is still dancey.
Yeah, yeah. No, now it's like TikTok prioritizes like talking to the camera videos, whatever. It's all that. Okay.
I do love a good story time on TikTok.
Totally.
Yeah.
Can TikToks be longer now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long?
10 minutes.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay.
Every once in a while I get sucked
in. It just seems like all the apps are kind of just becoming they're all
same
becoming,
app.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just upload whatever you want to 10 minutes, YouTube, TikTok.
But wait, the opposite. Didn't Instagram just do a Snap? Aren't they like trying to come after Snap? Instagram's got some new app that they're launching that's basically Snapchat.
Yeah, it's like Instance or something.
What's I don't even know.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that.
I know something about social media that the princesses don't.
Because it sounds like a dumb app.
Well, I mean.
They came after Snap when they did stories.
Yeah.
That was a big deal at the time, and now...
Yeah.
Yeah. Instance. That is, I got it right.
It's called Instance. Mm-hmm.
They're testing it internally.
Do they spell it stupid?
No. Instance with TS.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. Back to your TikTok hatred.
So I have a strong belief, and you guys are going to laugh that this is coming from me because, yes, I am getting married. Yes, this has to do with bridal things. Oh, and yes, I am probably a little over the top on some things with weddings.
Okay.
But I truly believe we have fully lost the plot when it comes to quote unquote bridal wardrobe. People are spending like $10,000 for a bridal wardrobe. They'll go the whole time they're engaged wearing white any chance they can. They're buying new dresses for
not just for the day?
Not just for the day, no. Oh. And that's where
else are you going to wear, like...
This is my exact point, but women will... have a special white dress just in case they're getting engaged. They can slip it on, which you don't want to know. Or at least I didn't want to know.
So you just have it in your closet.
Yeah, that's a thing. Then there's engagement parties. There's dress shopping day.
You wear white at your engagement party?
Well, for sure. But I didn't do an engagement party, so I can't speak on that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, because that's a thing. It's become a thing where at every little thing leading up to the wedding, you're wearing white. If it has anything to do with your wedding, you're wearing white to make sure that everyone knows you're the bride, which, by the way, they do know. But.
Well, bachelorette parties have been that way, too, where the.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Everybody's wearing a black shirt that says B, 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 and then she's like the head B or whatever, and then she's in white.
You know, we don't really do that anymore, but.
We don't?
Well, like, mine's going to be this wife is a showgirl theme, so I'm going to be wearing like a white party dress, and all the girls are going to be wearing different colored party dresses.
I'm very tired.
But I have to remind you, I said I am a little over the top on things. But like, I got engaged in an outfit I already wore and owned. I went dress shopping in a dress I already owned, which wasn't white.
Wait, hold on.
Went venue shopping.
Buy a dress.
To go dress shopping.
Whoa.
This is so...
So meta.
What do you wear to buy the dress
yes,
for the shopping? That's a great question, T-Hack. Yeah.
So wait, did you take a stand against this?
I took a stand against this. I said, I think this is a bit, we've lost the plot.
They have. I'm glad you haven't. I'm shocked you haven't.
Yeah, I actually posted a TikTok of all my outfits so far. I have not worn white for anything except engagement photos.
Okay.
And that makes sense to me.
Okay.
But women are buying like all the white dresses now. If you go shopping for them, they're like $2,000. Like, I'm looking for a party dress.
Not your wedding dress.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
This is my point. Okay. Like, what are we doing? And there was someone in my comments very angry being like, I rewear my stuff all the time. And I was like, really? You wear a white cocktail dress all the time? Like, she's like, I had my dress made into a Christmas tree skirt. And I'm like, that's weird. I stand by the fact that that's weird.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the grooms are just renting the same old tuxes.
Yes! Yeah. I wore a tux that was in somebody's funeral like months earlier. I bet.
We're getting Dane a specialized tux. But.
Yeah, okay. But yeah. You don't
but that's
have
reasonable.
To. Yeah, sure, but he's not going to go to Banana Republic and buy a suit to go to Nordstrom to buy a tux because that is dumb.
Yes.
Me and Slacker wore the same tux to get married. I got it after you.
Okay, buddy. So what's happening now?
So am I the problem? Like, you guys, we've got to put a stop to it at some point.
Yes.
Do you want to have, if you get married someday, do you want to have a wedding?
Yeah, okay. but a small one for sure.
Okay, and you wouldn't spend
no
all this money on, like, I even think I'm being extra about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I want a dress for my bachelorette. I want a dress for my rehearsal dinner.
Okay, you're already now and you don't dress. You don't get to clap back at this point. If you're already buying that many, you're part of the problem.
That's below average. I'm not having a bridal shower, so no dresses there.
No engagement party.
Yeah, no engagement party. Like, this is bare minimum.
Okay.
And I just want to know if people out there are angry at me for this or if we could all maybe like reel it back.
Okay. I will say I've never, like, normally when you talk wedding talk, I do not support you, but I support you 10,000%.
Thank you.
If Erica is the bee you think she is, or if you support her.
Yeah.
I just wanted more negative text. 303-222-5423.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.